I forgot what I was going to say, though.
Perfect. We're off to a great start.
It's a great start. Okay. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl, where life happens, but the show must go on. I'm Karen, and with me today is Joanna from Here Comes the Nerd.
Hi
Joanna.
Hi, Karen.
Unfortunately, I know we said this was going to be a regularly scheduled episode. However, Mandy has some life stuff going on. Both of the twins are currently with Mandy, and they both currently have the flu, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
So instead of canceling our episode for the week, I very, very last minute asked Joanna to sub in for Mandy, and she said yes, so here we are.
Of course, you know, when Karen asks, you say yes.
So this will be like another little mini fun episode. We won't have any of our regular segments, but it'll still be a lot of fun. We have fun things planned.
we're here for all the fun. And nothing but fun, so
exactly. So, how's your week been, Joanna?
Oh man, it's been crazy. I feel like 2 weeks ago was really crazy for, you know, Here Comes the Nerd. And this past week I've been kind of like laying low more because I was posting so much 2 weeks ago. And now I'm like nowhere. Everyone's like, is she okay? Everyone. Hi.
She's okay. She's here. She just needed a break.
Yeah, social media could be tough, you know, like if you're doing it too much. Yeah.
It's very rough. Yeah, the past couple of weeks I've been feeling very burnt out. So I think it's nice to have these little breaks. It's unfortunate that, you know, this break has to come because the twins are sick, but fingers crossed they get better soon, and we're sending all our love to them.
All of it. All of the love.
All our love. So, Joanna's gonna hang out with me for this episode. And Mandy, I talked to Mandy, I said, you know, if you can't do it next week, I can line up somebody else. So, we have a backup plan in case Mandy can't record next week, but she's, like, pretty confident she can, but, you know, it's the flu, so who knows?
She'll be better. I believe in her.
It's the flu. You never know. You
never
know.
I'm trying to be optimistic here, Karen.
I know. I know. Well, we're hoping everything goes back to normal because being sick is no fun, especially when you are like a preteen.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine.
Mm-mm. All right. So I think what we had decided, we're gonna play a game of 20 questions.
Except I think we decided on 10 questions. So
I was thinking about it. Yeah, we said 10 questions, but now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, is that enough questions to figure it out?
Oh, I don't. Ooh.
I mean, we have the time. We can go as long as we need to. So we'll see how it goes.
We could see after 10 questions how far away the person is.
I think that's a good
maybe
plan.
Maybe they need a few more questions.
Maybe a few more questions. Okay, sounds good. I have my notebook ready so I can take notes.
Oh my gosh, you have an Incoherent Fangirl notebook.
When
are those going to be available to the public, Karen?
When Karen stops being really lazy about printing vinyl and putting it on notebooks. I don't have like a dedicated crafting space, so I have to take out my Cricut and my vinyl and everything and set it up every time, which is the same as recording. I have to pull out all of my recording stuff every week because our listeners don't see this, but I am sitting in my bed recording. So
comfy.
I am comfy, but I do have to pull it out every week in order to record. So it's
well,
the
maybe
same with
someday the videos will go up.
Yes,
if people were to respond about the Patreon
someday. Well, we're moving in the right direction. I get like a discounted rate with a it's called U.S. Legal Services, which basically it's like, you know how you pay a premium for your insurance and then you can utilize your healthcare with whatever,
right?
Like you get a discount. So it's like the same thing, but for lawyers.
Oh.
So I pay a certain amount per month and then I get access to lawyers and it's all paid for. So I'm going to reach out to a lawyer so we can figure it out. Because since Mandy and I are in different states,
right,
the setting up of any sort of business is more complicated than just, woohoo, here we go.
I remember you asked me and I was like, Karen, why do you think I would know this?
You know, I was like, Joanna has a business. She must know things.
I must know out-of-state rules and guidelines.
Yeah, 100%. That's not how it works.
No, but thank you for having so much faith in me. I appreciate it, but wow. I was like, I can't help you at all.
So we're moving in the right directions for Patreon. Hopefully by the end of the year, I think is our goal.
Crossing my fingers.
We'll see how it goes. All right. So for 20 questions, we are going to do...
Or 15. 10,
A number of questions. So I think we decided we're going to choose... Each going to choose a Marvel character.
Correct.
Like a main character, not like a side character that possibly is like... really obscure.
Yeah, I think the main thing was like not someone like super obscure that didn't just show up once and that,
right.
that Karen would know. Okay. let's be frank for the audience to know, like, I am a huge fan of the MCU, but like in comparison to Karen, I'm like a carrot. So like I just like there's no comparison here. So I knew if it was a free-for-all for Marvel, she would choose someone like really like who showed up for like 2 seconds. And I think my joke example were like Adam Warlock, how they teased him, or like the best friend to U.S. agent. I do not know his name, but I was like, that is someone that Karen would choose, and I would be KO.
It would be, yeah. So we're gonna do like prominent MCU characters, yes. Somebody whose name you know.
And then obviously you would know.
And then, so we're going to do yes or no questions.
Yes.
So every question is a yes or no question. And what limit, maximum will be 20 questions. Let's say that.
Okay. That's a lot of questions. Wow.
Well, they're yes or no questions. So there's no elaborating. So it's not like it's going to take a lot of time to get through them.
That is true.
Okay.
Do you have like a list of questions already? Like, are you prepared for this?
No, I just have a character that I've picked.
Okay,
I feel like the questions will evolve depending on the answers that I get.
That's true.
So it's like I don't know how to prepare for that.
Okay.
But I have a blank page ready to write down the answers to the questions.
Oh, I'm unprepared. Okay, I gotta
I'm like because I'll ask a question and then forget the answer to it and that ruins the whole thing.
That's true. You just ask the same question.
Exactly.
Times.
It's like, wait, what was the answer to this? I can't remember.
Oh, shoot, no.
All right. So do you want to do, maybe I'll ask a question and then you ask a question and we'll go back and forth?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I did not think this far ahead. I just came up with the game and I was like, well, that's my part. That's.
Well, because I was thinking it would kind of get boring if one person just kept asking the questions over and over and then the other person's just saying yes or no.
That's a good point.
So I feel like that'll work.
Okay, let's...
All right, you ready with your character?
I am. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I have a character in my... I'm going to write it down so that I'm... It's not cheating.
You don't change the answer.
Right, exactly. I'm like, I've written down my character. All right.
Okay. You want to
go? You are my guest, so you can ask the first question.
I am honored. Okay. Is your character a female?
Yes.
You didn't.
I'm
going to laugh really hard if you chose Scarlet Witch. Like, how obvious
I was like,
that
that's going to be my exact same question.
Oh, it was?
Yes. So, Joanna, is your character a female?
No.
Okay.
Does your character use magic?
No. Does your character appear in The Avengers?
Like the first Avengers movie?
Correct.
No.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm already like tripping up. Okay. Female that doesn't use magic. Okay, so it's not Scarlet Witch. I was like, how? I was gonna make my first question, like, is your character Scarlet Witch?
I knew that it would be way too obvious, so.
Way too obvious. Okay. Has to be yes or no questions. Okay, I already messed up because I was going to ask a number question. is your character in any of the TV shows?
Yes.
Oh no. The way you had to think about that has me nervous.
I had to think about that one. Okay. Let me think. This is difficult.
Yeah, it's like a lot of silence, right? I think weren't prepared for the silence.
It's okay. I can edit all of that.
Oh, I was like, can we put like Jeopardy music in the background?
Oh, that'd be funny. I'd have to find like a royalty-free version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me see. Does your character have a love interest?
Besides moi? No. One could dream. I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
You're like really writing notes. You're like, okay, she stuttered for like 2 seconds. There was a little bit of a smirk. Does your character have their own like dedicated movie?
I'm gonna say no. Yeah, I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
That's a tough one.
I
You'll understand once I tell you who it is.
I think I'm gonna guess the next try.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm gonna steal one of your questions. Is your character in any of the TV shows?
Okay, I had to remember all the TV shows.
It's hard because a lot crossover.
Yeah, right? Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So one of our questions, can I guess a character and if it's wrong, we can keep going?
Yes, but well, that'll count as one of your questions.
Right. So okay. I can just sit here just guessing a bunch of female.
Right.
Non-magic characters. Okay, how about this? Does your character... Oh, that's a stupid question. You'd have to edit it out. You're like, wow, people are gonna judge how stupid Joanna is on these questions. but I don't know how else to word it. So I'm just gonna guess who it is. Is your character the Wasp?
No.
Oh man.
I had a question and then I completely. Oh, is your character in one of the Netflix series?
Oh my gosh, I didn't even consider those characters. Oh, if your character is from one of those, I don't know them at all. Oh, that's gonna be a problem. I don't think so, but I haven't seen them, so I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
I'd be surprised. Okay. There's like a little bug on my wall. Okay, don't. Joanna, focus. Okay. I thought it was the Wasp. You know, that was actually my first character for you. Because I was like, who's gonna guess the Wasp, right? Okay, so she's in a TV show. She doesn't use magic. Now I'm thinking Captain Carter, but I was like, you would not.
I would
be like choking the entire time.
I'd just be gagging the entire time. No.
The entire game,
just like, ugh.
Oh shoot, I do not have a question. Okay, what are the TV series? And they don't use magic. Wow, I cannot think of one unless is your character in What If?
There's too many episodes. Hold on. No, wait, hold on. I have to rethink this. There's so many episodes. I'm trying to remember, like, what all happened. First one's Captain Carter. Then there's the one where they all die. And then there's the zombies. And
the zombie one was trippy.
Very trippy. There's the Strange episode. There's the Chital. No, okay. She is not. Final answer.
I'm going to start writing down all the series now.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Dang, I'm giving you ideas.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. No, this hurts my brain. Is your character human?
As opposed to what?
As opposed to an alien or an android or anything else that's not human?
Okay, I was like, wait a minute. Because there's so many different things, right? Like, there's gods. Like, are gods human?
That's a good point. I guess gods aren't human.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I would say no to that one.
Okay.
Oh, no. I meant to... to the gods comment.
Okay.
He is human.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember all the TV series. I swear, if you chose Moon Knight, I'm gonna fail this.
Didn't you just watch that, though?
I did, but I was drawing while watching it. Like, all the other ones, I would sit down and watch. And so...
That's fair.
So, a female... I feel like all the females in Loki and WandaVision had magic. So there's Sharon, and then Moon Knight is... Oh, I don't even know her name. That's how bad I was at watching Moon Knight. I'm going to be fired as Karen's friend. She's like, never again will I speak to Joanna. Okay, is your character in Moon Knight?
No.
Oh, thank you.
I'm trying to remember all the series, though. How many were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 series written down. Is that
Excuse me? Okay, wait. Okay, so...
Is that all of them?
I only have 5. Okay, I'm forgetting one.
Can we take a break name them all? Can we name them all?
Well, I think this is more like to our knowledge, right? So now I'm trying to figure out which one.
Okay, well, let's pause. Okay. We'll pause the game and we will help each other out because... I feel like this
will
be mutually...
I think you definitely have my 5.
Well, if I have 6, then probably, right? Well, yeah, I have WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, right.
Yes.
What If,
yes.
Hawkeye,
Midnight. I loved Hawkeye, too. Oh my gosh. For shame.
For shame.
For shame.
I love Hawkeye. Okay, yeah. It's my turn, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Hold on. So...
Now would be a good time for a distraction.
Is your character a person of color? Wait, that's
why is this taking me so long to think of?
That can't be a hard question.
Don't judge me. You'll see why, okay? Because I have the page pulled up, and I'm like, in case you asked something like this where I didn't know the answer, I'm gonna say that's a hard no. Hopefully.
I was like, wait, hold on. That's not supposed to be a difficult question.
In my defense, I don't have my glasses on.
Wait, what?
I'm going to get banned off the internet.
I don't even know how to respond.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Okay.
Your turn.
Ooh, okay. This is going to be kind of a tough question, but is your character a baddie, a bad person?
No.
That one's tough because there's like people like and Loki, right?
They're great. Like, yeah, gray areas.
Area, yeah.
I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to like remember all the characters in like these shows.
Yeah, me too. I was like, these shows are tripping me up.
Like I was like looking at it, I'm like, okay, it's gonna be this person, and then I'm like, wait, that last question just threw it all out the window.
Oh, where I had to think about it. Got her.
Male character who's not in the Avengers, doesn't have a love interest. This is difficult. Does this character have any sort of enhancements, like super speed, strength, whatever?
Ooh, one second. Let me read the biography. To my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Watch, all my answers have been wrong this entire time. I should have chosen a character I know better so I could answer these better for you, but instead I'm just throwing you in circles.
I'm at a loss.
You're at a loss.
I'm at a loss.
I'm at a loss for yours too. It's the no magic. By the way, on my whiteboard, mm-hmm. Look how terribly I spelt magic. I put magic with a J. So after this, I will be taking a spelling course.
Oh my god.
Well, okay. So, is your character in the Captain America series?
Like in any of the Captain Americas?
Yes, like any of the key Captain America movies or Captain and the Winter Soldier?
No.
Gosh, I don't know.
Was your character introduced in a Disney Plus series?
No. Google, help me.
I keep thinking I have the answer, and then new questions prove me wrong.
Well, I think I forgot her name. I'm sorry. Like, I am gonna be shunned from everything always. Is your character Kate Bishop?
No.
Okay, what? Like, who else could it be?
You're going to kick yourself when you get this.
Oh, I am so excited to do so.
Okay. So this is a character that you do not know very well because you have their Google page up.
I'm giving you extra hints on accident.
I know. I'm like, this means that it's not somebody that's major, but you had to question whether or not they were POC.
I will explain that at the end. No one judge me yet, okay? Please. I will explain myself.
This is a judgment-free zone.
Okay. Perfect.
It just makes for excellent entertainment.
It's true. And people questioning my sanity. I love it.
Was your character in What If?
Oh man, that is an evil question.
You started it.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Unless he had a very weird cameo I missed. Is your character Darcy?
No.
I'm guessing all the female characters now, and I'm still getting it wrong.
Though Darcy would have been a good one. I love Darcy.
Would have been cute, right?
It's funny because before I asked the person of color question, I thought it was going to be Jimmy.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, well, there's definitely that there's no questioning whether or not Jimmy Woo is a person of color. So it's definitely not Jimmy.
Oh, man, I should have answered more faster.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Somebody, they're
this
not.
This is tougher than I expected.
No. This is a human. Was your character in Moon Knight?
Sorry. I'm laughing because I would not be able to name any of the characters in Moon Knight. Oh, so that's why you think I have it pulled up. Oh, that would have been excellent. But no, he is not. Okay. You saying that I'm going to kick myself for not knowing this character is like. is like messing with my head. So I'm like, okay, it's an obvious character that I am still not getting. Does your character have any special powers?
Yes.
But it's not magic.
Okay. Wait, this doesn't make any sense.
Which one's tripping you up?
Well, if it's not somebody in Moon Knight, not somebody in What If, it's not a person of color, and they were not in the original Avengers movie.
Right.
So that leaves, it's, I'm like, okay, well, it's not any of these main people. Who could, my brain is hurting.
I think this is hurting both of us.
This is very difficult. This is a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Me too. I think we both just chose characters that aren't like main characters, but mm-hmm. once we figure it out, we're going to be like, oh yeah. Like,
oh yeah.
See why they were chosen. Right?
I am a dumbass. That's how I'm going to feel.
Well, I was not going to say that.
No, that's how I'll feel. I'm like, I'm a dumbass.
No.
I have somebody in mind, but I'm like, there's no way that you would have picked this person because I don't think you would have remembered their name.
Oh man, you're playing mind games with me. Oh man.
But I can't
but also
think
accurate.
Of I can't think of anybody else. Oh, but they weren't introduced in the show. So it means it's somebody who is also in the movies. This is ruining my life.
You're welcome. I take it I will not be invited back to the Fangirl podcast.
You are the worst, Burr. Oh, good lord. Does your character use magic?
No. Is your character in any of the Marvel movies?
Yes.
Who is this? You know, the listeners, while they're listening to this, they're going to like understand who we're talking about right away. And they're just going to be like, Karen and Joanna are so dumb.
I love it. It's perfect. Mandy's going to listen back on this. Like, why did I let her do this?
She's going to regret all her decisions.
She's going to be like, I can never skip an episode again. Karen, what are you doing?
Sorry, Mandy.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, Mandy. Okay. Somebody who was introduced in the movies, but is also in a Disney Plus show. WandaVision has Jimmy, but he's a person of color. Vision, who is not, but he is also not a human. Everybody else was introduced during the series, I think, other than Darcy, but she's a female.
Mm-hmm.
Loki uses magic and also is not human and also was in the original Avengers. And everybody else introduced in Loki was new, I think. Hawkeye. Well, Clint is the original, so he's out. Kate's out because she's a female. This is going really well. This is just
going
to be
going
me.
Going through it. Yeah, it's
this is,
you.
This is just going to be me brainstorming for, like, I can't even think. Okay, well, they're not in What If. They're not in Moon Knight. So are they in... I can't think of any characters in any of these other shows that were introduced in the movies.
This is where I'm getting caught up, too.
This is throwing me off. Okay, were they in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I feel like you're going to get mine in this next guess, so I feel like I have to guess right here, but I'm...
I literally have no idea, though.
But you're going to brainstorm and you're going to figure it out. So
this is hurting
my brain. Where I'm
getting
caught up is how you said you're going to facepalm once you figure out the character. And I'm like, what character would I facepalm? Okay, I'm just going to guess. Is your character Monica?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I would not have facepalmed to that.
I was like...
Okay, I believe that you can get my character on this next one.
Somebody,
I honestly think you will.
Somebody in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier who has... Well, it's not Bucky because he has all of his stuff. Sam was introduced in the movies, but he is a person of color. Sharon's a female.
I'm waiting for the look on your face.
I'm trying to, like... The Falcon and the Winter Soldier was so long ago.
It
was so long ago. It was over a year ago.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And it's too heavy for me to rewatch as regularly as I rewatch, like, WandaVision.
Oh, that
so
is...
So I'm yeah, just like, I can't do it as much. Like, I love Bucky and Sam, but it's just... It's heavy. I can't... Who else was in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
You got this.
Is it Zemo?
It is.
I was like, hold on, who else was there?
I was going to start doing his little dance to see if you get it, but I was like, no. Okay, why I got caught up when you asked if he's a person of color is like these pictures I'm looking at, he looks kind of like Red Skull, and I'm like, but that's a mask, right? Anyways, it turned me up because I'm looking over and it looks like his skin. I'm like, does he have red skin in the comics? Like, is no. And that's where I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know his character. It's a mask.
Sweater
right?
Mask thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So I didn't
yeah,
lie
yeah.
to you. Okay.
No. It just he's European, so he is a white man.
That's true. Good point there, Karen.
A white man? No!
A white man? Ew.
I just think of that that New Girl gif with, have you seen that show?
I haven't.
So new, it's hilarious, you should watch it. But there's just this one part where one of the characters was, he's just like, a white man? And people have made it into...
I've seen that part.
It's my favorite thing ever. Wow, that was really difficult.
That was hard. I feel like, okay, we did not choose, like, main characters.
But, like, they're main enough that we probably should have known.
I thought Zemo was a good one, because no one would, like, think of it right away. But at the same time, he's, like, such an awesome character.
I get distracted when I think of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I think of Bucky. Like, that's where my brain goes.
Oh, I didn't even... Wow, I kind of trapped you there, didn't I?
You just got me stuck. That was really fun and also really difficult.
That was very difficult.
I'm surprised. It took us 13. Well, I have 13 questions written down.
I think we guessed at the same time.
We did.
On the same question.
We did.
So that was a draw.
So that was fun.
Well played,
that
Karen.
That was very impressive, Joanna. Clap, clap, clap. I'm not going to actually clap because I'm afraid it's going to make too much sound.
As much noise as possible.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you listened to our last episode, right?
Absolutely. That was such a fun episode.
It was so much fun, and my new favorite thing is the 6 degrees thing, because I can't stop thinking of connections. As I was editing the last episode, I was like coming up with new connections for the same people that we were talking about.
Oh, is that what it was called?
Yeah, well,
I remember the game, yes.
So it's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, because apparently Kevin Bacon's like, you can connect anybody to him, supposedly.
Really?
So now the new thing is like, is the MCU the new 6 degrees? And I'm like, well.
Absolutely, I think so.
I will make it work. I can make that work.
Do you have characters in mind? Or people, sorry.
I'm still
in the Marvel universe.
I know, right? Do you want to pick one person, and then I'll pick one person, and we'll see if we can connect them?
Okay, can you pick your person first so I have a moment to think?
Okay, I have a list.
Oh, okay. Well, this is unfair.
Well, I made people... I immediately after we finished that episode, I started asking people, I'm like, can you please give me 2 random celebrities who are not in the MCU? For reasons.
Right. For a variety of reasons.
For reasons. So I am trying to pick somebody that I like know.
Can you choose someone I know? Because that's going to be a little.
Okay.
It's going to be a little tougher.
I'm gonna go with let's say Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, I love her.
I do too.
Oh, she's adorable. Oh, that was a good one. And now I can't think of a single person.
You're like, I have forgotten every single person in the world.
Yeah, I'm like, Karen.
Me!
Can it be people? Vash? No. Oh man, that would be a whirlpool. Let's go with Jason Momoa.
Okay, I can do this.
You can do, and I will cheer you
on.
I
can do this. So Jennifer Lawrence was in X-Men with Patrick Stewart, who was Professor...
Oh, that's too easy then.
Professor X in Multiverse of Madness.
True.
Who... Multiverse of Madness, let's see. We are going to go to... Jason Momoa was...
Yeah, what
in...
movies have he been in?
Jason Momoa.
Aquaman.
Yeah. Aquaman. I've never seen Aquaman. Jason Momoa was in, he was in Game of Thrones with,
Emilia Clarke,
she's going to be, she's also going to be in the MCU.
Which?
But I don't, she's going to be.
Humans or something?
No, I think it's going to be, is it Secret Wars? I want to say it's Secret Wars.
Yeah, it's the one I have no idea what it's about.
I think that's the one. I can't remember. I'm trying to think. What else has Jason Momoa been in?
That is a great question.
Well, he was in.
Google will help us with.
Okay, wait. He was in. Hold on, I got this. He was in the Justice League movie with Gal Gadot, and Gal Gadot was in Wonder Woman with Chris Pine. Right, was in Wonder Woman.
He was, yes.
So Chris Pine is in Star Trek with Benedict Cumberbatch, and Benedict Cumberbatch was in Multiverse of Madness.
Wait. Benedict was in Star.
He was. He was in the. The second of like the new movies.
Oh my gosh, I told. Oh no, wasn't he the bad guy? He was the bad guy.
Yeah, I did it. Look, I did it.
You did. Congratulations, Karen.
All right, so what do you need me? What did we do? We did Jason Momoa to Gal Gadot via Justice League, Gal Gadot to Chris Pine via Wonder Woman, Chris Pine to Benedict Cumberbatch via Star Trek. Benedict to Patrick Stewart via Multiverse of Madness, and Patrick Stewart to Jennifer Lawrence via X-Men.
Nailed it. Good job, Karen.
I did it.
This is like a little Karen segment.
It's like my favorite thing right now.
We're just here to cheer you on.
It's my favorite thing right now.
I think Jennifer Lawrence being an X-Men was like, it was too easy.
I know, but I couldn't, I was just like, I need to pick somebody that you would know.
That is, and I do know her.
So I was like, wasn't there an announcement recently that you like freaked out over?
Yes, they are making Songbirds and Snakes into a movie, which the actual book, now I don't know, are you a Hunger Games fan?
I've never read him or watched the movies. Okay, so well, I know nothing. 10
seconds to go. No. I love you always, Karen. If you haven't seen my favorite book series of all time. So they came out with like a prequel that's about like the main antagonist is President Snow. And it's a book of like how he became who he is.
Okay.
And the actual book didn't get like good feedback. I don't know why, because I thought it was like fascinating. Like you basically witness like a teenager turn like evil.
Right, because he's the bad guy in the main trilogy, right?
Like honcho, like bad guy, right? Yeah. And so I thought it was fascinating to see how he like came up with all these rules and how he like developed the Hunger Games and stuff. But
interesting.
But they're turning it into a movie, and I am like so thrilled.
Sounds fun. I need to get on that. So I have this weird thing where like if something is like super duper popular, like literally everybody is talking about it in the moment, I'm like, it's okay, I'll pass. If I didn't get into it before like the craze started, I'm just like, I'll get to it eventually kind of thing. So I was like that way with like Hunger Games, ACOTAR when it originally
came out.
Yeah, and so I'm like I've never seen Stranger Things, Bridgerton, Downton Abbey, like those things that got like really, really popular really, really fast. I'm like, it's not that I'm not interested, I'm just like, well, eventually I'll get to it. And I realized the other day as I was talking to a group of friends who were like, there's all this Stranger Things merch coming out, like marketing, and there was like something else. And I'm like, oh, it was Bridgerton. And I'm like, I'm really glad that I'm not in that fandom right now because I can't get attacked by this. I don't have to be attacked by this merchandise or marketing. Right. I can just enjoy it later on and just be mad at myself then, but we'll still have more money.
For now, anyways.
So
I used to be the same way until I realized that usually things are popular for a reason, right?
Right.
It just means they're really, really good. So
right.
Once I realized that, I was like, I'm going to watch
it. It's not a matter so much of like, I think it's going to be bad or I'm not going to like it. It's just a matter of like, okay, well, it's going to have longevity so I can get into it whenever. Like I don't need to jump into it right now because there will still be people in 10 years to talk about it with. They'll still be around. sound. So, like, yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing that my brain does. Well,
I'm gonna look up. Okay, wait. When did the Hunger Games release?
It had to be
15 years ago.
Before 2012. I was like, before 2012, because I was still working at Target at the time.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 2000... a math tutor, and fourth graders told me to read it.
Yeah, one of my coworkers was, like, really gung-ho about it. Like, he made that his entire identity, and I was like, I'll get to it.
You'll get to it. Okay, well, it's officially been 14 years, so I think you're a plastic parent. So you can watch it. I would recommend reading, but, you know, that takes longer.
I've done it both ways, where I've watched the movie before I've read the source material, and then I've read the source material before I've watched the movie. And I feel like I like it better when I watch the movies first, because then I can...
less disappointing?
Yeah, I can appreciate it by itself. Like, that's what happened. So with Crazy Rich Asians, I watched the movie first. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Yes. And I love it. And then I read the books and I'm like, this is so different from the movie, but it doesn't take away from it. Like, I already had that experience that I love. And then I read the books and it just enhances it. And it's like a completely different experience.
But then
when The Da Vinci Code was coming out, I decided that I absolutely had to read the book before watching the movie. So I read the book, and then, like, within the next week or so, I watched the movie in theaters by myself because I didn't have anybody to go with, and I was so disappointed. I watched it again recently without having reread the book, and on its own it's a fine movie, but after having immediately read the book to go into the movie, it was so disappointing. Because the book is just so well done and such a good book, and then the movie just was like
not so much.
Well, so Tom Hanks is the main character, who I love Tom Hanks, but he's the main character in The Da Vinci Code. Right. And his, like, partner or whatever is supposed to be this woman who's, like, supposed to be around his age because she's supposed to be a love interest. But the actress that they cast was, like, significantly younger. And so it's, like...
Why?
It just... I don't know. I mean, like, it works if you don't... if you haven't read the book. You know, like, you don't know that they're supposed to be love interests. They just have this, like, familial type of bond or whatnot as they go on this adventure. But it's like, after having just read the book, it was so disappointing.
I've never read the book first and then not been disappointed. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like
that's kind of just what happens, because books are, it's easier for them to expand on a story and you just get so much more out of them than going into a movie. So,
okay, so you have to watch the Hunger Game movies.
And so I'll watch the movies. I'll watch the movies and then I'll read the books.
And then we can talk about Songbirds and Snakes when it comes out.
Yes, yes. I am excited. That'll be fun. Have you read the Percy Jackson series?
I have not, but I've heard great things about it.
Yeah. I love, love, love the books. I haven't watched the movies because I've heard they're terrible and I don't want to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they're coming out with a Disney Plus series.
Oh,
so I'm excited for that. So we'll see how it goes.
I did not realize it was Disney. Everything's Disney, I should
say. Everything's
really
Disney
that.
Nowadays, I feel like, yeah.
Shouldn't be surprised.
Everything nowadays is Disney or some subsidiary of Disney.
Right.
So, fun times.
Fun times.
All right, well, do you want to play another game? Or do you want to...
Ooh, what kind of...
I don't know.
What games are you thinking?
What could we do? Well, we definitely can't do another 20 questions because...
Because we will be here for another
We will be
minutes.
Here for a very long time. We apparently are very bad at guessing.
I wouldn't say we're bad at guessing. I think both of us chose, like, right at the, like, edge of obscure character, but not actually obscure. We're like, wow, we gotta trip them up somehow, right? So
it worked.
It worked out perfectly.
It did work out really well, so. Well, I don't know.
What other games are there?
I don't know. What other games can we play?
Tic-tac-toe? No, just imagine listening to a tic-tac-toe podcast.
Right. I'm gonna put my X in the top.
Oh, top middle? Oh, that's a good one. Good spot.
Could you imagine? That would be so funny.
Just like an hour of someone playing tic-tac-toe.
That would be amusing. We could... I don't know. You could pick another celebrity. Another two celebrities. Let's go.
You really want to play again? Okay.
I really do.
Let me choose two celebrities to try to catch you off guard here.
Okay.
So you don't choose like a Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, one second.
Hopefully,
let me look up celebrities.
Hopefully it's people I know.
I'll choose like very like I'll choose ones I know, so okay. Then you would obviously know them too, right?
I don't know. That's questionable.
I'm gonna choose people like far away from the MCU though. And they have to be actors, right?
Actors, yes.
Yeah. Let's do Drew Barrymore.
Okay.
Good luck. And George Clooney.
Drew Barrymore and George Clooney.
I'll be over here just cheering you on.
Drew Barrymore. Oh man, I don't know enough of their films. Okay, my first instinct with Drew Barrymore was that she was in Never Been Kissed with Michael Vaughn, who was in Alias with, hold on. Alias had Maren Dungey, who was in something else. This is gonna, this
y'all,
is gonna
if you
hurt
could see
brain.
Karen's face right now, she is flabbergasted.
I'm trying to remember what other things Drew Barrymore has been in, because literally the only thing that came into my mind was Never Been Kissed.
I think she was in that, He's Just Not That Into You.
Was she in that?
Yeah, she was like the awkward friend.
Oh, I watched that, but that was many, many years ago.
It's a cute movie.
It is. I feel like I need to pull... This is hurting my brain. This is hurting my brain. Okay.
Good. Well, I stumped her, everyone.
The funniest part is that they're both been in a lot of things. It's just...
Right.
Not things that...
Personally.
Not things that I have watched or remembered off the top of my head. Okay, hold on. Drew Barrymore was in Never Been Kissed with Michael Vaughn, who was in Alias with Victor Garber, who was in Victor Garber. Well, he was in one of the many of the CW Arrow shows. Somebody there is going to get me to this. I know it.
There's I believe
so many,
in you.
There are so many people in there.
I can't help at all. I'm just here for the commentary.
I'm trying to think if there was anybody in Glee that ended up in the MCU. Oh, hold on. Hold
Did
on.
Did you think of one?
Something just happened in my brain. But now I have to figure out on George Clooney's side. What has George Clooney been in? The only thing I can think of is like
Ocean's 11, right?
Ocean's 11. Okay, so what if he was like referenced in a movie, like, ooh. Because in Ocean's 8 references him in Ocean's 11, so does that count? He wasn't actually in the movie.
Well, this is your podcast, so it's your rules, but also I feel like you are going to adjust the rules for this moment. So do you think overall that should be a rule?
I don't think that counts though. Because he wasn't actually in it, you know? But what else was George Clooney in? Because I think I have the Drew Barrymore side. I just need the George Clooney side.
George Clooney was...
Hold on. Oh! I've got it.
Okay,
I've got it.
Let's go.
I got it. Okay. Drew Barrymore was in Never Been Kissed with Michael Vaughn. Mm-hmm. Michael Vaughn was in Alias with Victor Garber, who was in... I forget which one. One of the crossovers with the Arrowverse where Melissa Benoist was in. Melissa Benoist was in Glee with Harry Shum Jr., who was in Crazy Rich Asians with Gemma Chan, who was in Captain Marvel with Brie Larson, who was in Avengers Endgame with Jeremy Renner, who was in the Bourne, which Bourne movie, what was the name of the Bourne movie? One of the Bourne movies where Matt Damon had like a cameo.
Oh,
Matt
snap.
Damon yeah. was in Ocean's 11 with George Clooney.
Oh my gosh.
There we go.
I tried to stump you there, but.
It took me a minute.
You're just too
it
good.
It took me
too
a
good,
minute.
Karen.
I went with, and that's all things that I've seen. Which is not very many things, because I laser focused in on like the two things of theirs that I knew. I'm like, how do I connect these?
And you did it.
I could not for the life of me think of anything else that they've been in. And I know they've been in plenty of things.
That is so funny. They're actually like really famous celebrities, and yet we can't name two movies that they've both been in.
I got nothing. I got nothing. Like Ocean's 11 and Never
work.
Been I made it work.
Mastermind over here.
Made it work. That was fun. That was hard. That was a good one.
That was fun to witness.
That was a good one. I feel like the more famous they are, the less my brain works.
Oh really?
But I'm just like, they've been in many, many things. And yet, I don't remember.
Can't name a single one.
Nope. That was it.
You got it, though. You nailed it.
All right. Well, that was fun.
It was fun.
I would say that you should try it, but apparently...
I don't watch enough movies.
I was like, that sounds like it probably won't work out so well.
No. You would literally have to say, like... Chris Evans and Brie Larson, and I would still sit here for 5 minutes like, okay, well, Brie Larson was Captain Marvel.
You're like, like they're,
I'll go
they're
the
already
longest route.
They're already in the same movie.
Yeah, but I would make it difficult. They're already in the same movie, but nope.
Now I'm sitting here being like, are they in the same movie that's not Marvel? Because I feel like they've been in something together, but I could be completely wrong.
Oh, I think that's, I know Scarlett Johansson and Chris Evans were.
Yeah, they work in a lot of movies. They've had like, I can think of two off the top of my head that they were in that weren't Marvel movies.
Interesting.
You
definitely know your MCU people though.
I know select MCU people. Like I could tell you, I could definitely do Sebastian Stan and Jeremy Renner.
I am shocked.
I know. Surprise.
What?
Sebastian Stan, Jeremy Renner, Elizabeth Olsen.
Yep.
I've seen everything that Elizabeth Olsen has been in. I have a spreadsheet. Surprise.
Yeah,
I've
shocked.
Seen everything that she's been in except for one movie when she was like a small child on one of her sister's movies. She was just like
a
little girl. Yeah, like, and I was like texting Mandy. She's like, I think my grandma has that on VHS. And I was like,
you gotta borrow it.
You want
to
send
all
it to
the
me?
Movies, right?
I'm like, you want to send it to me? I feel like it would cost more for you to ship it to me than for me to just rent it on Amazon.
But then you would officially have seen everything she's been in, right?
Officially.
It's worth it.
Well, there's a new miniseries coming out this fall, I believe, where she plays an axe murderer. So that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. After seeing, I could see that would be good for her.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, I think we can call it unless there's more stuff you want to talk about.
Oh man. Well, you knew I came in completely unprepared, so.
Other
than with my character, I came
all I had.
That.
Yeah, I walked in, all I had in my brain was Monica Rambeau. That's it. That's all I got.
Nailed it.
That's it.
Yeah, but this has been so much fun. I'm sad that Mandy couldn't be here, but
yeah.
But still.
But thanks for subbing in and hanging out with me for like an hour.
Lucky me.
I'm the lucky one.
No, me.
We can do this forever. We could do this forever.
For the next hour, just
know
me.
Know me. So if you enjoyed the podcast, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. You could follow us on social media at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, or at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because they have a character limit and I'm still mad about it. I will be mad about it forever. It's literally just like I just need like 5 more letters.
I feel you so hard on that, because Here Comes the Nerd doesn't fit either. So.
Yeah. Like our Facebook page, or visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where all of our episodes are available for streaming, as well as our brand new blog, which we'll be using it for like longer book, movie, TV show, whatever reviews that don't fit into episodes, because we don't want you to have to sit here for more than, you know, like an hour or so.
Aww.
I feel like if we got into everything as deeply as we did with Multiverse of Madness, it would just never end.
But that was really fun, by the way. As a listener, that was a good listen.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I think we'll probably do something similar to that for like major movies. Like we probably should have done that for Batman. But we'll probably end up doing it for like Thor and Black Panther when they come out later.
Basically
MCU movies. But also, I feel like, I don't know if Mandy's gonna see it, but I'm gonna go see the Barbie movie, and I'm really excited about it, and I feel like I'm gonna need to talk about it. It's a stacked cast.
Is it? I did not.
Absolute stacked cast. It's got like Margot Robbie, Simu Liu.
What?
Yeah, oh gosh, there's so many more, and they just all left my head. Everything just left my head. But you just look up the cast list, it's...
I'm looking it up now.
Stacked cast. Yeah, it's insane. And then the same day that comes out, I think it's Oppenheimer movie comes out the same day, and that cast is stacked as well. So it's like, whew, it's gonna be a good time for movies. But yeah.
Lots of content for you.
Lots of content. Oh, I completely got off track. What was I talking about? We also have, you can also stream all of our episodes on YouTube, audio only for now. We will eventually be using it for Patreon bonus content once we get that up and running off the ground.
Patreon working. Oh, who said that? That was weird.
That was weird. I don't know where it came from. What else? We have coupon codes.
Coupon codes.
Coupon codes. We're fancy. We got so many coupon codes. The first of which, you can visit Joanna's shop, herecomesthenerd.com, and use code fangirl for 20% off your first order. And let me tell you, I got a big old box the other day and I was very confused. I was like, wait, what? And then I realized I ordered a painting.
Yeah.
And I was like, yay. It's so cute.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. So get your butts over to herecomesthenerd.com. And if it's your first time ordering, use code fangirl. Get that discount, yo. You can also visit onceuponabookclub.com and use code Mandy10 at checkout to get 10% off your order. Novel nice. Tea Chest, novel like the book, tea like the drink, chest.com. And use code FANGIRL5 to get 5% off your monthly subscription. I am so excited about this. I still haven't, like, I have, like, 3 boxes that I need to go through because I'm just a hot mess. But
I'm definitely looking up right now.
Books and tea. Like,
I've heard amazing, like, things about her.
They're great. And the books are so cool. You know, she does, like, sprayed edges, sprayed and stenciled edges.
Oh,
and then,
really?
And then she uses various tea shops, small businesses who will make blends specifically that match certain parts of the book. So it's very cool.
Does it only have, like, a book and tea? Or does it have...
It's
And like pins and stickers, or because once again, if we could circle right back to that first one,
well, see, as of right now, it's just books and tea. But Emily, if you're listening, we can talk. I got a pin person.
Hi, Emily. Nice to meet you.
Pin and sticker person. So if we want
to be besties,
add that into the box.
I distracted you.
And then finally, last but not least, we have GrimoireTea.com. You can use code FANGIRLTEA, FANGIRL without the I, because I don't know why. That's just what Sam gave me.
Wait, really?
Yeah, FANGIRLTEA, FANGRLTEA. Use that at checkout to get 10% off your order. And those
Is this
are
all going to be in the description below, Karen?
Yes, everything will be linked in the episode description below so that you won't get confused by any of my nonsensical babbling.
I understood it, but I also speak Karen.
You're fluent. Fluent in Karen. So
it sounded great to me.
So, yes. And then I think that's all of the things. Is that all the things, Joanna?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me, because I am the expert.
Well, you have listened to every episode so far.
I
so
have.
You're
I'm a
basically
super
like
girl fangirl.
Basically, like, you know, an expert on Mandy and I.
Wow, put me on the spot there, Karen. No, I think those are the 4 with the coupon code. You listed all the socials.
I think that's everything.
You bragged about me a lot, which, you know, I always appreciate.
I do. I love Joanna. Joanna is one of my favorite humans in the world.
Karen's one of mine. And Mandy. Can't forget Mandy just because she's not here.
I know. I love Mandy. Oh. I hope she's doing well. They had plans for this weekend, so I don't know if they...
She
ended up being
me.
Able to do
like,
any
no.
of the stuff or not. But so sad day, but it is what it is.
Hopefully
she'll be back next week and we can go back to our regularly scheduled content where I am talking much less than I did today.
I thought it was so funny. So I just listened to your last episode yesterday, which was May 20th. The dates are kind of confusing because you released like a week later. But it was so funny because like at the beginning, I believe you're like, oh yeah, we're going to have like a different episode today, but we're going to go back to our regular schedule next week.
I know.
And this is like after you asked me to come on. I'm like, oh, well, that's a big lie.
To be fair, we thought we were.
All right.
We were going to record on Thursday, the 19th, because that's the whole reason we had a shorter episode last week was we recorded on Monday, and then we were going to record again on Thursday because we needed to reset everything. Turns out recording a full episode on Monday gives me next to zero time to actually edit and get it out on time.
Oh, interesting.
Because I have to edit. because I work full time, so I don't have that much time.
And you have a tiny human.
And I have a tiny human, so it gets hard to edit, and I have to get it out by technically Thursday 9 p.m. my time, because it comes out at midnight Eastern. So, so we decided we were going to reschedule, and we couldn't do weekends because it's just too unpredictable. Mandy actually goes out and does things. I stay home and be a potato.
Yeah,
but
what's that like, Mandy?
I know, right?
To us Tell me. And all the viewers.
so weekends were out, so we're like, well, Thursday, we'll do Thursday. So we'll record on Thursday, and then the previous episode releases Friday, and then it goes.
Oh, so you have like a week.
A week, yeah. Okay. So sometimes the things we say seem kind of outdated because it's been a week, but I promise when we record them, it actually just happened.
Timely, very timely.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Joanna, for hanging out with me today.
Thank you for hanging out with me. You're my favorite, so I'm honored.
Yes, thank you. And we'll definitely have more time with Joanna probably eventually.
More yeah. 20 questions.
Yes, eventually. All right. Thank you for listening. We will hopefully be back to our regular programming next week.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.